Okay, today we learn Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalet. To quickly review Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalet, the Gemara begins by telling us that even if you have different actions that appear similar to each other, and therefore a person might think should belong to the same category of Av Malacha, if they were done separately in the Mishkan, and they're critical parts of whatever process they're involved in, they count as independent Malachos. And that's why Borer, Zorah, Merakit are each independent Avos Malachos, even though they're all forms of sorting bad from good, each counts as their own Malacha. That also explains why Kotesh, crushing the grains, doesn't count as a Malacha, since even though it was done independently in the Mishkan, it was not a critical part of the process, because Ani Ochel Pito Belo Ketisha, a poor person, will eat his bread without crushing the grains first. The Gemara then quotes a Braisa with a very cryptic line about the Malacha of Borer. The Braisa tells us, Borer v'yochel, Borer maniach, then it says, lo yivrar, and if you are Borer, you're chayiv chatas. So a person's allowed to sort and eat, and he's allowed to sort and leave over, but he's not allowed to sort. So the Gemara offers five different suggestions what in the world the Braisa is talking about. The first is, Ula says, it's lebo bayom, that you're allowed to sort for that same day, but for a later day, you're not allowed to sort. Rav Chista says, that can't be, because v'chimut alefos lebo bayom. Are you allowed to bake for that day? You're not allowed to do any of the malachos just because it's for that same day. So that wouldn't be a good enough heter. So Rav Chista suggests that no, it means pachos mikashir, that you could sort pachos mikashir, but more than the shir, you're not allowed to sort. Rav Yosef rejects that for the same reason. Can you be ofa less than a shir? You're not allowed to do any malacha pachos mikashir. Chatzi shir is also asur min haTorah. So Rav Yosef suggests it means biyad, that you're allowed to sort using your hand, meaning using kelim that are not meant for sorting, and that would be using kelim not meant for sorting would be asur midrabanan. Using utensils that are meant for sorting would be asur midaraisa. Using your hand would be heter gamur. So the Gemara accepts that as halacha later on in the daf, that is in fact true in terms of using different types of kelim. But Rav Hamnuna says that can't be pshat in the braisa, because midi kan v'tamchoy katani, the braisa never mentioned anything about the different kelim that they use for sorting. So Rav Hamnuna suggests a fourth possibility, that ochel mitoch psolis. Let us sort by choosing what you want from what you don't want, but not by taking out what you don't want to purify what you do want. So the Gemara is not certain whether Rav Bibi accepts that idea as halacha in the end, but that might be the halacha. Abai says, though, it can't be the explanation of the Braisa, because midi ochel mitoch psolos katani. The Braisa never mentioned anything about ochel mitoch psolos mitoch ochel. It's too much to read into the Braisa. So Abai gives the final pshat, that what the Braisa means is li alter. If you sort for immediate use, then it's mutter. Sorting lebo b'yom for later that day would be asur midaraisa. Rava said that Shapir Amar Nachmeni, Abayi said good. He agreed with Abayi's understanding over here. The Gemara then makes two statements about the malacha of tochein. First, it says that chopped beets, even though the chopping doesn't change the consistency like it would by grain, which turns to flour, is still a violation of tochein. And the second thing about tochein is that if you chop wood very finely, it's also a violation of tochein. Not only that, if you cut it to a precise size, it could also be a violation of mechatech, not only tochein. And then the Gemara makes two comments about the malacha of ofe. First, the malacha is called ofe, not bishul, because we emphasize the sidura de pas, even though they did bishul sab manim in the Mishkan as well, in the dye-making process, what we're most focused on is the sidura de pas, the bread-making process. And second, if you harden a peg in an oven, that's also bishul, even though it's not food, and even though it's hardening it, because before it gets hardened, it first gets soft. So that's still a violation of bishul. The Gemara then gives several examples of how a person can produce a single item, can fashion, make a single item, and violate 7, 8, or 11, or 13 different malachos. Making a barrel is 7, making an oven is 8, making a reed basket is 11 malachos, and if he sews the mouth of the basket, it's 13 malachos. Of course, we saw Rashi says, but bona is not one of the malachos, because ain't binyan bekelim, and Tosfos says, no, if you make a kli out of nothing, put a kli together, it's ain't binyan, but you make a kli out of nothing, that would be bona b'kelim. Then the final part of the daf involves five different discussions about clothing-related malachas. First, there's a machlokas where the person is chayav a karban chatas for doing gozes menapets v'tove on the back of an animal, shearing, untangling, and spinning the wool on the back of an animal without pulling it off first. On the one hand, the Jews did this in the Midbar when they were making the Mishkan, but on the other hand, it's ain't darko b'kach. It's not the normal way for regular people, unless they were endowed with Chachma Yaseira, with some extreme wisdom, to be able to do something like that. Second statement is that removing feathers can involve three different malachos. Toleish chayiv mishum gozes. If a person plucks feathers, that's gozes, it's shearing. Koteim chayiv mishum echatech. If a person clips the ends of the feathers, it's a violation of cutting. And memarit chayiv mishum emachik. If a person removes the little hairs, it's a violation of smoothing because they're smoothing out the skin. Third statement the Gemara has is just several possibilities of when they did kosher and matir, tying and untying in the Mishkan. At one point, the Gemara even suggested a possibility that it was just done to correct shoddy craftsmanship when they were making the urios, but the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Lefnei melech basav adam ein osin kein. Lefnei melech nachlem lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu osin. It can't be that something that would be too shoddy to present to a regular king that you would do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara concludes that kosher and matir were done when they were making the nets that they used to trap the chilazon, to catch the chilazon. And the fourth statement about clothing related is tofer shtei tefiros. If a person sews two stitches, it only violates a malacha if he sews it in a way where it's going to be permanent, so he ties the end where it's not going to become undone. And then the daf concludes with a statement about korea, that korea was done in the Mishkan when, and this already goes on Talmud Aleph on the next page, when a worm would make a hole in the curtain and they would have to tear it evenly in order to re-sew it properly. That's when they did korea in the Mishkan.